You heard of Sarah T. Hughes?
Sarah T. Hughes?
Yeah.
I've heard. Is that a her?
Yeah. She was the one who, when Kennedy was assassinated, you know, she swore in Johnson on the plane.
Oh, yeah. She's a federal judge up in Dallas.
Yeah. If you were to meet her, you probably wouldn't say, hello, Mrs. Hughes. You'd say, hello.
Judge Hughes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know she's married. Come think of it, you might say, hello, Mrs. Hughes.
Yeah.
Just stick to judge.
Yeah,
say.
Judge Hughes.
A boy or girl in school you'd call a...
Boy and girl in school.
Yeah, or girl in school you'd call.
Student.
Okay. And if they were in grade school, would you call them the same thing, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you would.
If they were in high school, you'd call them a...
Still a high school student.
Okay. And if they were in college?
A college student.
Okay.
And if you go about a year, they're a freshman, sophomore, or senior, or junior student in college.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A person in an office who handles the boss's mail and who schedules the boss's appointments and answers the phone and so on would be called the boss's...
Secretary.
Okay. And let's see. A man on the stage would be called an actor, and a woman would be a...
Actress.
Okay. If you're anyone born in the United States would be called an
natural citizen.
Okay. You're not a Canadian, you're
an American.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me the names that you know of for your race, and then tell me whether they're polite or derogatory or whether they're going out, or whether they're new, or, you know, just tell me what all you know about the different names.
The names of my race?
Yeah.
Well, the old, we used colored for a long time.
Yeah.
But it was extended from Negro. Negro was proper, polite, and colored were polite.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the white people, they used to call a Negro nigger,
mm-hmm.
which was impolite. What you might say, insulting.
Yeah. Okay.
And of course, the modern time today is black.
Uh-huh.
And everybody is considered now black, and everybody accepts this, you know. I guess not everybody, but most of the people, the young generation, you know.
Yeah.
Black woman, black man, you know, black children.
Yeah.
And in my young days coming up, a white man, a white person would say black, it was an insult, you know.
Yeah.
He say either Negro or colored.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, which one of Negro and colored, which one was, which one's older? I mean, which one?
I guess Negro is oldest, I think.
Yeah, that's what people like.
Way
older than, like your parents might have.
Yeah, way on back. It go way on back to, slavery time, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's say Negro extended from, what they might say, black man, but mm-hmm. see, they didn't prefer the Negro as a black race. It was either a Negro, and then finally, I don't know when the color started.
Mm.
I don't know if it started, you know, a long time after that or what.
Yeah.
But the Negro were known then as colored people.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Now they're known as black people now.
Which one do you prefer?
Colored.
Uh-huh.
Why? I don't know. I've been used to that one.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Cause I mean, I love. I won't feel bad by being called black, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But Negro, either one, Negro, color.
Uh-huh.
But I find myself now saying black sometime, and I find myself saying color.
Because uh-huh.
some people just, I mean, they got to hang up about being called black.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
I mean, the black people, period, uh-huh. don't want to be called black, you know.
They don't.
There are black people that don't want to be called black,
yeah.
period.